Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Now, the Supreme Court hearing on the Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid case is slated to take place today, with a 5-judge constitution bench taking up all the 14 petitions against the Allahabad High Court verdict of 2010, which was considered a landmark judgment that directed the disputed land to be divided into 3 parts between the Ram Lalla, the Sunni Waqf and the Nirmohi Akhada. Now today, a bench comprising of Justice Ranjan Gogoi and Justices S.A. Bobde, D.Y. Chandrachud, Ashok Bhushan and S. Abdul will be presiding over the matter. Previously, the 10th January hearing on the case was postponed after Justice U.U. Lalit, who was to be a part of the bench, recused himself after petitioners pointed out that he had been a lawyer for Kalyan Singh, the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh at the time of Babri Masjid demolitions, in a case related to contempt of court. The centre then on 29th of January moved the apex court, seeking its nod to return the area around the disputed site back to the original owners, the Ram Janmabhoomi Nyas. The 67.7 acres of land and the structures around the site were acquired by the Narasimha Rao-led government back in 1993 in view of the land and order situation. However, the centre's plea struck controversy, as handing over this excess land, as it's called, around the site will incontrovertibly spell the possibility of curtailed access to the land. Now, the second day of Network 18's Rising India Summit, taking place today, will see multiple panels with several of India's notable names, including BJP Chief Amit Shah and Union Minister Arun Jaitley. This comes after yesterday, on the first day of the summit, a combative Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the keynote speaker, gave a full report card of his tenure. Rubbishing attacks over poor job growth, Narendra Modi asked how was it possible that India was making rapid strides on several economic fronts without creating new jobs. Is it possible that with India growing at such record rates, there are no jobs in the country? He questioned. With an FDI at an all-time high, he highlighted, Indians are moving out of poverty rates and roads and railway lines are being constructed. Hence, it's impossible for India to not be producing jobs. Continuing his speech at the summit, Narendra Modi also drew several comparisons between the current and the previous governments. He said that in 2014, the status was whatever had to be increased was decreasing and what had to decrease was increasing, in an apparent reference to the inflation rates during the tenure of the previous government. Now moving on, let's have a look at some of the top stories from yesterday that you may have missed. In a major breakthrough in the Pulwama terror attack, the National Investigation Agency has identified the owner of the Maruti Eco car that was used to attack a CRPF convoy, killing at least 40 jawans on 14th of February. The NIA in a statement said that the owner of the car was Sajjad Bhatt, who is the son of Mohammad Maqbool Bhatt, a resident of Bijbehra district in Anantnag. The investigations found that the car, which had originally belonged to a certain Mohammad Jaleel Ahmed Hakni, had changed hands 7 times and finally reached Sajjad. Now, Uttar Pradesh heavyweights, the Bahujan Samaj Party and the Samajwadi Party, on Monday have announced that they would contest the upcoming Lok Sabha elections in Uttarakhand and Madhya Pradesh together. Out of the 29 seats in MP, the SP will contest 3, while in Uttarakhand it will contest 1 of the 5 Lok Sabha seats. The announcement comes close on the heels of the SP chief Akhilesh Yadav and BSP supremo Mayawati joining hands in Uttar Pradesh for the polls in the state, sending the highest numbers of lawmakers to the lower house. The parties decided on a 38-37 seat sharing arrangement here after SP conceded 1 seat to accommodate one of its smaller allies. Now, Karnataka Deputy Chief Minister G. Parmeshwara on Monday said that he was being denied the post of the CM 3 times as he belongs to the Dalit community. Speaking at an event in Devanagari on Sunday, Parmeshwara went on to add that in spite reservations, caste discrimination was pervasive at the government level. There has been injustice in promotions, he said. Now, former CM Siddaramaiah has said that he does not know in what context the statements were made. Right, now, with this, we come to an end of today's podcast. But like always, we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, Daybreak, at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.